Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You serious?
Yo, there's plenty of ways to kill an hour out there. I'm Marcus Bronzy.
And I'm Funk Butcher.
Hey, how you doing out there?
Good?
Good. So, Funk, I'm just going to get stuck straight into this.
Let's do this, man.
I got sent a pair of headphones a little while back, probably about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
About a month. No, I just can't do that anymore.
From unknown sender.
From from someone called Braggy. They were like a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah.
In fact, Billy, do you mind looking for the episode with the Braggies were in it for a moment so we can remind the listener? But it was a Kickstarter campaign where they wanted to make these wireless Bluetooth headphones. Real important because the jack has gone from the iPhone.
Mm.
I've got an iPhone 7.
Did they make clothing as well? They should sell Braggy trousers.
Braggy trousers. Braggy trousers. Yes, fuck. Doo-doom. So yeah, there's a Kickstarter campaign where they wanted to make wireless headphones that were waterproof.
Okay. Which is good, I guess. Especially in this country with the rain.
They achieved that. So they're wireless buds. You just pop one bud in one ear, pop one in the other. In fact, there's a link, the lead link in my cans, but that's just in case they fall out, which they never have.
Okay.
They're Bluetooth, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They've got 4 gig memory in them. So if you don't have your Bluetooth on, you can listen to music direct on them. And because they're waterproof, means you can swim in them.
What?
Yeah. They've got gestures, like you can nod your head and shake your head if you want to reject a call, nod your head if you want to accept a call, stuff like that.
Wow.
And they were good. I think my only criticism was that the apparently it was jawbone tech or whatever it is where it's like a bone induction for the microphone where apparently it's meant to pick up your voice through your cheek. And I felt like there could have been a bit of improvement on the sound, but they've just let us know that there was an update. For the Braggy Dash.
Yeah.
So they updated their operating systems. And when I was in Cornwall, I actually plugged them in, updated them, and I've been having a go with their new features.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of their features they had was something that was called, what was it called again? When they open, why am I forgetting? Billy, what's it called when you see-through sound? Transparent sound, that's it.
Transparent sound.
So they have little microphones in each of the headphones and you turn them on. Audio transparency, that's it.
Okay.
Audio transparency, that's what she says. And basically, because there's such earbuds that stick in your eardrum so deeply that you can't really hear much because they insulate the sounds.
Yep.
So they have little microphones. So you turn on this audio transparency that the microphones pick up the sound and point it straight into your ears. So you can leave your headphones on and hear people talking.
Okay, so you don't have to do that annoying thing of, what did you say?
Yeah.
Taking out your earbud.
But they basically added this bit of tech called windshield to it because the problem was, because they were microphones, as soon as you start going for a run or a walk on a windy day, it was like...
Okay.
But they've got something called windshield, which cuts that down. The speech quality is a little better. They've got something called Versant, which is some technology which makes your voice sound better. A few new gesture controls where you can shake your head, nod your head and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But... one of the coolest things they've got is this thing called Kinetic User Interface.
Kinetic User Interface.
And yeah, no, it sounds all cool, but it is cool. So you can activate Siri by tapping your face. I'm not joking. So they're like somehow pick up the tap of you tapping the cheek of your face and it goes and it activates Siri.
And it actually works?
It works.
That's incredible.
9 times out of 10 it was working. A couple times I think I had to get my sweet spot on my jaw.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was messing with that and I was just like... damn, Daniel, this is the future. Headphones that can pick up.
What if you've got a lot of meat on your face and you're making that tapping sound?
You've got to punch it, innit? Episode 84 is where we spoke about the Braggies. It's called Revolver Nipples. with Nick Bright. I don't know why it's called revolving nipples.
Revolving.
I think we're talking about good nipples. So yeah, that's it. The cheekbone slap. If you've got a fat head, you've got to smash it hard.
Yeah.
You know what? Speaking about past episodes, Funk.
Yeah.
In the last, you sent me this, Billy, didn't you? In the last episode, before this one, I spoke about cougar hunting. That episode, I spoke about. I love the names. I spoke about Carol Vorderman saying, "I just wanted to." I don't know what it is about her, man. She's just that fine wine.
Carol Vorderman has been a spice for like the past 500 years.
So you agree with me, yeah? She's a Jurassic spice.
Yeah, she's been around for...
That's what she is. That's the episode name. There you go, right there, Billy. Jurassic spice.
Yeah, since the Cretaceous.
Yeah, but she was the original Countdown presenter of one of the most boring ass fucking shows
That's
ever.
Why she's so good at maths. She invented it.
She invented... No, she invented maths.
She invented maths.
She ran that long. Oh, yeah, Countdown used to be a dry show and then Carol Vorderman was there. And she was the eye candy.
Yeah, she shut it down, man.
Huh? Billy said she got a bootay. Yeah, bootay. You know what? She's got a really good bum, you know. Yeah. I googled her and she was on TV the other day and I was in a room with a few girls. She's on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's a show where they throw people into the jungle. I really wish they just left them there sometimes.
Is she organic or is she genetically modified?
That's what I'm saying.
Food?
I was like, she looks good. And girls are like, oh, she's had loads of work done. Yeah. I was like,
haters.
I was like, nah, man. Yeah. She looks good. She's like a fine wine. Yeah. She's like a champagne.
She's the poster girl for Mensa, isn't it?
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh.
She is like, whenever I found out about Mensa, it was because of, she was always like championing its causes and what the organization represents.
I'd love to champion her causes.
Yeah.
I'd love to represent her.
She's got super brain.
And you know, there's not a man in this world that would say no to super brains.
Super brains.
Super brains. Her brains must be unbelievable. Who has better brains capacity? Who has a better brain capacity? And she's got history as well. So you know her maths is strong. But anyway, so basically
she's in the jungle right now.
What paper is this from? Oh, The Sun. Okay. All right. Hold tight. said that she is a bit saucy at Christmas. Yeah. Christmas time's party time for her. Apparently she said in the celebrity camp that the real reason she doesn't have a long-term fella, single, is because a few occasionals are better suited to her independent lifestyle. And occasionally, even the way she talks about side piece banging is so good. He's an occasional.
She's got a formula for it, probably.
Yeah, well, it's got the occasional theorem. Yeah. That's what it is. She smashes. I reckon she gives them 2-3 smashes before they get too addicted. Because if it's me, if it's a few smashes into Carol Vorderman, I might start catching feelings, texting, you know, just thinking about you.
She got the base saved in her phone as Pythagoras.
But yeah. Ah, so it's, boy, I just feel like I'm a step closer to Carol now. Now that I know she's single.
Yeah.
Yeah. And willing to mingle.
Yeah.
I just feel like it could happen, man.
You gotta go for it, man.
I'm no kid now, you know. How would I approach Carol Vorderman though?
I don't know. You could have to make her some pie with 3.14 recurring.
Ah, yeah, I'll give 3.14 recurring. Yeah. Alexa, what's pie? Ah, man. Anyway. Sorry, I couldn't get lost in Carol Vorderman for days. I could get lost in her for ages. Anyway, Funk.
Yo.
The fantasy to the final is almost here.
Yes.
We haven't got our hands on the game just yet.
But it came out today.
Today is
actually National Final Fantasy 15 Day.
Actually, is it actually that? Yeah. It has to be. It's in the post. I'm concerned, it's in the post. It needs to be with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
We've been putting mad pressure on our boys at Square as well. But I watched Kingsglaive, Funk.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, bro.
I told you! Kingsglaive is a cinematic masterpiece.
Why is it not in the cinema?
I don't know.
Why is it like, because we got a Blu-ray here. I was going to say we should give it away, but I reckon it's yours now.
If we give it away, it will have me with my hand attached to it in the post. Yeah. Like. You will get the Blu-ray and the strange black man at your front door. And we both can't fit in your DVD player.
Oh man.
Yeah.
But bruv, like, I don't understand why. Like, this is what I don't get. Final Fantasy is how many years? Have we been over 20 what years now?
Yeah, well, it's definitely over 25 years.
So yeah, been around for that long.
Yeah.
It's a massive, massive game.
Yeah.
They've got the money. The franchise has got the money to put it in the cinema. Yeah. Why did they choose not to? Obviously, they made a choice not to. Why did they choose not to? Is it because this is just, here, this is something we can give you with the game to whet your appetite?
Well, it's had a few peaks and troughs in the whole series going up from 1 to 15. But aside from that, when it went on its whole cinematic kind of journey with Advent Children, which is of Final Fantasy VII, and then... I think there was another one after that one where they're in space. That was more like some sort of like alien kind of interpretation. But personally, I feel that they maxed out the marketing budget on Final Fantasy 15 to the point where they couldn't really invest any more money into another aspect of the same kind of franchise. So,
yeah.
And it's a shame because I feel like everyone who's seen this film agrees that they could have missed out on some serious coinage 100%. At the turnstiles.
I want to watch that at the cinema. And just to put this in perspective, I'm not the biggest Final Fantasy fan. That's Funk. That's your thing.
Yeah.
After watching that film, I'm in.
Exactly.
I'm in.
But the thing is, you don't even have to be because like visually when you watch it, you're just like, whoa, this isn't real people?
Oh, bruv. A CGI film and I'm seeing like hair, like strands of hair and sweat dripping out our pores and stuff
even
like that.
Even seeing the crow's feet on the people's eyes, they look, actually look old.
Crazy. And they got some serious talent in there. Sean Bean as well.
Sean Bean and Lena Headey, they're both from Game of Thrones fame.
And Aaron Paul, science, bitch. I mean, so they got some serious talent in there. And like, we went to the...
Did you see the Audi TT in it?
Bruv. Even the Audi TT, I was like, they must have had to have a word about it because their shit looks so real now. They're like, do you mind if we CGI your car and make it look real?
Yeah.
That's crazy. It was R8, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was R8, yeah. And then, you know what? The budget, you're right, because we went to the Philharmonic Orchestra to see them playing live music for the game, which was sick.
Yeah.
A film that they've got out, the game.
They've thrown everything and a kitchen sink at this. Like, just the global launch alone. Well, I mean, in the UK, they had that... they had an event last week where they turned
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Little part of London into part of Final Fantasy 15. So they've really cranked up a gear from the 14 and 13. And I think there was one that was really, really disappointing. I think it was like 9. That's like really kind of slammed by the critics. I think this is their Final Fantasy 7. And aside from that, obviously you've got the remake coming out really soon as well.
So... there's going to be lots of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I think this for them as well, this is the best marketing ploy to lead people to get in Final Fantasy VII Remake who have never had any connection with Final Fantasy before, prior to this. They're like, here, this is what this franchise is about. And then follow up with Final Fantasy VII. And they're probably going to use it as a sequel to Final Fantasy XV.
Right. And do you think they could do other remakes as well and bring everyone back in again if they remade everything again and then remade 15?
The thing is with the remake, there was actual like a genuine ground level demand for it.
Really?
They threw it out there as a question, and then it actually they crowdsourced it.
Really?
They crowdsourced the figure, and then it hit the figure within something like something ridiculous, like 6 hours or 10 hours, and they said, "Okay, let's put this into production."
Shit.
Yeah.
All right. What are you looking forward to in the new game then? Like, what's standing out to you? Because I'm, like I said, I'm not that into Final Fantasy. I knew of it as a turn-based game.
Yeah.
But as I understand it, it's not. They've flipped it again.
Yeah, so they scrapped the turn-based battle system. I've seen some talk of it being like a glorified, larger-than-life Devil May Cry, and kind of like you're hacking and slashing through your opponents as opposed to... So whether or not that turn-based system, which everyone has grown to love, whether all the kind of the magic and the spells will translate into this whole free roaming hack and slash and the boss battles, we'll have yet to see. But I think what they're kind of leaning on, hopefully not too much, but they are leaning on, is visually this is going to be the best game by far compared to even any of the other PlayStation 4 games. There isn't a game I can think out there that, probably looking at Batman, comparing visually to this game, but there's nothing else out there.
Crazy. And it's going to be big as well. Yeah, like, it's looking like the worlds are massive. You travel along them, and there's like, it's the real story. You really get dragged into the characters, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah.
Ian, we're ready for our game.
Ready.
We're ready, boy. We're ready. But yeah, man, I've got some Moogle Munches as well. They sent us some popcorn. Tried it. Moving on.
Decent.
Moving on. So, sorry, what's that, Bill? Yeah, we finished it.
Sorry, fam.
Bill's like, Bill's a cunt. He was such a cunt. Bill, have you seen it anywhere? No? Oh, we finished it. Yeah. Look, Funk and I. Sorry.
Whilst he's got crumbs around his lip.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's getting the last bit. Do you want some? so dark. Oh, man. Funk.
Yes.
Vegans.
Idiots. Sorry, what did you say?
You're just a troll.
Yeah, I am.
You're just a troll, bruv.
Hiding under the bridge.
Attacking
these vegans with carrot sticks. But go on.
So, there's been a lot of hype around a £5 note.
Yeah, there has.
A lot of hype around a £5 note. One is that it's a new note. Everyone just gets excited about that in the UK.
Got a new face on it. The design is different.
You can use a rubber and rub out the Queen's face, apparently, so that people rubbing off stuff.
Yeah.
There were versions of it that were like really expensive as well, that had the AK-47 barcode on them. What else? Someone could play a record. Remember, you could play, like, if you hold it onto a record, you could play it.
Yeah.
We've now found out something new about the Fiver.
Yeah.
It contains something called tallow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a substance which is made from animal fat, which is often used in the manufacturing of candles and soap. And there's a petition launched on the production of these plastic fibers to be stopped, and it's quickly gained a whopping 1,000 signatures at the time of this being written. And it came to light when the Bank of England responded to a tweet to confirm that tallow is used in the production of the note. And it says, the petition says the new £5 note contains animal fat in the form of tallow. This is unacceptable to millions of vegans and vegetarians in the UK. We demand that you cease to use animal products in the production of currency that we have to use. So fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to be collecting fivers just to give to vegans that you know?
Yeah, there's rubber on their face. Watch them melt. I'm just like, these vegans need to shut the hell up. Give me your fivers then.
What if you pay for a meal
with
a fiver that's a vegan meal? What, do you go to hell or not? Do you go to vegan hell or not?
I go to vegan hell.
If you pay for a vegan meal with a fatty £5 note, is that a crime in the eyes of a vegan?
I think we just like, just recap on the weight of the vegan empire of how many, it's just signified in how many signatures we got.
That's from a the whopping vegans, that's a whopping signature.
A whopping amount of signatures. 1,000. That is the size of the vegan empire. That's why these fools sitting here writing up these petitions, eating bird seeds, they need to shut the hell up.
I'd be grumpy if all I could eat was salad.
Yeah.
I'd be really upset if all I could have was salad all day long.
Yeah.
And I found out that people were
fertilizer.
And I found out that why I was enjoying spending my fivers and licking my fingers off to spending some fivers out there. And
tree bark.
Yeah. Tree bark. But yeah, man. How do you find out that they use fat in a fiver? Who finds that out?
Well, this is the thing. This has got to be a leak from inside whatever the mint that produces these £5 notes or wherever that's being produced. But who would go to the lengths to run these scientific tests on the new £5 note? I mean, why would they do that?
The guy that we spoke about in the last episode, that cop that we know that got contacted us on Facebook. What's his name?
Jack McFarlane.
Jack McFarlane would do that. That's Jack what it would McFarlane. Be. That sounds like a case for Jack McFarlane.
It sounds like something that would happen on CSI.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Vegan.
Yeah, doing a little test on the £5 note. Yeah. But yeah, again, I mean, what do they actually expect to happen? There's too many of these £5 notes already in circulation, so they can't recall all of them.
I want to know how the fat came
vegans
into play.
Are going to cripple our economy.
But I thought vegan people just didn't eat animal stuff.
They don't eat anything. Marcus, they photosynthesize. They are one with Mother Gaia, the earth.
But I thought, like, if it's been received, the fat has been taken on, what if it's some waste product or something from the corpses of animals? Would that still be illegal? Would that still be bad?
I mean, they just don't want anything, I don't know, like, remotely related or had any form of contact with anything living, which is going to be difficult.
So what about this though? What about the fact that if a cow dies, it decomposes into the earth.
Then the
sweet corn, for example, takes in the nutrients at some point and that turns into sweet corn. Are you eating meat if you eat sweet corn then?
Listen, if the cow dies, and part of the cow's ashes are blown onto some brownfield site, which they build the factory, which is going to make these £5 notes, these vegans are going to kick off. That's the level it's getting to. I'm just really concerned with the fact that this is democracy at its worst. For me, this is where politics gets a little bit silly. This is where exercising and expressing your right to think and express those thoughts is sometimes, it's gone too far.
When you're overly offended.
Overly offended. Because then offense can be misconstrued and interpreted in many different ways. Ah! The sun, you have offended me. The rays are too bright. How dare you?
Let's write a petition.
You will have your day. I'll bring the moon back. And you won't come. So these guys are trying to... I mean, this is another thing as well. It would actually be interesting to find out what percentage of tallow is constructed in the whole of the weight of that £5. It's probably less than 1%. Of tallow used. It's probably used on Churchill's eyelashes.
That's not a point
on the note. Churchill's on the note, isn't it?
I just know Winston. The Queen's on it. I've not flipped the note over, mate. I've just been like, oh, fiver. Is that bad? Should I know? Should we all know who's on what?
It's not in my hand long enough. I'm just handing it over and getting a pack of crisps.
Yeah, I'm just buying my superfood salad. That's what I'm doing, man. I'm just buying my green smoothie with my fivers all day long. So if you have a fiver, walk into a vegan shop and try and spend it, and they'll let you know whether it's acceptable or not. It's the only way to find out. Road test that.
And I feel like all independent retailers, stockists, news agents should have an extra bag of £5 coins just for the vegans, because they won't accept... They will break out in hives if you try to hand over the new £5 note. So you have to have your bag of £5 coins just in case. No, give it to him in one piece. Give them £5 worth of pennies, and send them on their way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Funk for president.
Yep.
Funk for president. I think that brings this episode to an end. There's plenty of ways to kill an hour out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
And I've been Funk Butcher.
And yeah, just before you go, don't forget you can leave a review. Just click the link in the show description. Let us know how you feel. Probably, if you're vegan, just don't do that this time, because we kind of want to keep that 5-star ratio, baby. Next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.